Amen, amen, amen. Peace and blessings to this great lineage of humanity. For humanity has a lineage, it has a source, it has a beginning without end. Humanity has no end. And we are in this beautiful time of awakening, which in a sense always exists for humanity. Awakening is always there. The invitation from Allah is always there. The banquet table is always set for humanity. And yet each generation is probably given, you know, that feeling that, yes, now, it's now. These are the latter days. Now is the time that Allah has called us in an especially beautiful way. I would like to say that, rather than just say it's only this time and we are the only ones who are the fulfillment of prophecy, just as a preface. And yet we are. We are this fulfillment of prophecy. We are the answer to the prayers of all the prophets. The entire lineage of prophets have come already. And prayed on this earth, they walked on this earth, and they prayed on this earth, and they prayed for us and for future humanity. So alhamdulillah, that's the really the praise to offer to Allah, alhamdulillah. So this is what fills my heart, and as I gaze at you all, I just feel this manifestation of alhamdulillah and Allah's own alhamdulillah, because all the praises that we offer are also offered by Allah, and they're offered also to us, for we are the mirror of Allah. So we are invited to become that pure mirror, that cleansing that the path invites us to, and to empty our hearts of all that is other than Allah, and to let go of all of our small resistances, all of that kind of egoic drama and all of that. And yet the drama, of course, is part of the larger divine drama. So if we can just see it as such, then I think that's already, that's the leap. If we can just see, and that's where Sheikh Noor is so essential for modern humanity, that he invites us to vision, to re-envisioning, to a new vision. And inshallah, we're gathered to hear, to, you know, to reveal more of that new vision, what it is for each of us and what it can be for our human family. And not, again, projecting. That's the beauty, I would say, of this path, that it is not a projection, not an imposition, not a coercion, not a telling other people what to do. It's rather an invitation to inspiration, and love is the great inspirer. So it's an invitation to love. Alhamdulillah. It came to me while the call was being recited, a dream of Sheikh Muzaffar, rahmatullah alayh, in which he was in the large masjid al-Nabi, and the Prophet, peace be upon him, was standing in the front, and it was full of people, full of humanity. And he called Effendi, he pointed, and he said, come, come. And Effendi was in the back, and he had to step, he said, over through the crowds of people, of humanity. Mm. And he was trying to be very careful, you know, step as he was. And those who knew him, such a large frame, corporeal frame, such a light, a latif, tenderness permeated his being. And so as he stepped gingerly forward, but eagerly toward the Rasul, peace be upon him, trying not to step on other beings. So this is teaching for us. This is his adab, you know, that we should not brusque each other, ourself to begin with. Should not coerce or brusque or depreciate ourselves, and then our companions and humanity. And this is, of course, takes in everything, all of our judgmentalism. Whenever an experience comes to us, you know, not to discard any experience or to demean it or to demean another being or to, you know, and of course the mind does. So when the mind does, all we have to do is counter it with our higher being and find, you know, the good in that. Come as an apologist for that person. We should be apologists for each other, just like Allah will be our main defender. When we come, in a sense, in the court of truth, and we see our limitation and our limited actions, and, you know, yes, all the intercessors, but that's all Allah interceding for us and saying, but look, you did this, and look, it's all right, it was for that, you know, for that sake. And look, you had this beauty, while even while you were doing something limited or maybe had a negative thought, but look, there was also this. So alhamdulillah, this is what we should do constantly. As our mind makes its judgment, this is what we answer to it. And for others, I'm saying, and for ourselves too. But in this case, I'm speaking of others. So as he stepped in this way, so carefully, through humanity, and then he reached Rasulullah, peace be upon him, Rasulullah said, clean my masjid. That was what he told Muzaffar Effendi. Clean my masjid. Alhamdulillah. And interestingly enough, and some of you have heard this, but you know it needs to be repeated, that this was the instruction given to Saint Francis, alayhi salam, by Isa, alayhi salam, to Saint Francis. He said, clean my church. How amazing. So this gives us an idea also of the stature of Sheikh Muzaffar. You know, that he was called by the Prophet. And so the cleaning is the highest level. And so we have inherited that. That's one of Effendi's gifts and treasures that we've inherited from him. And that he passed on to Sheikh Noor. And Sheikh Noor was, of course, like the manifest cleanser, you know. But again, it's the cleansing of the vision of the heart. So, alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah. So, leap of the dervish is exactly that. So, I'll just read a few. The dervish is a fertile field, cultivated by divine power, advancing step by step through seven stations of wisdom. Along the way, both arduous and joyful, making every sacrifice, the dervish completes this steep path, this royal road. MashaAllah. The leap of the dervish is the radiant storm of love, filled with exaltation. This heart becomes exposed to the splendor of divine light. Each breath becomes an offering. The dervish is a mystic bride promised to the Supreme Beloved, who abides deep within all hearts. This leap is the wonderful wedding of the soul with divine tenderness, who surpasses all imagination. The eternal spouses, lover and beloved, now enter the paradise of unity. This is the astonishing matrimony between our human reality and the source of the universe, mystically consummated on earth. MashaAllah. Alhamdulillah. So we are none other but that essence of the One. So that is what we bring to Allah. In a way, that is what we offer back. And to offer it back, we must become fully conscious, fully embodied human beings. And then we can truly give to our Lord and Lover what our Lord and Lover longs for in us and from us, which is none other than him or her. That's what is longed for. It's its own very being. And that's what we carry. I mean, if we become completely aware of that, what we are in ourself, what we bear in ourself, the truth itself, and that this is The journey is to reveal this truth and to, in a sense, give it back completely, simply by divesting ourselves of all other than the truth. That's the way we give it back. That's how we bring it back. We can conceive of like a step-by-step path, you know, and then we actually give something to Allah. Well, that's how we do it. That those are the steps, and those steps happen minutely. They happen moment by moment, and this divestment of all but Allah. And how amazing that we are that right here, right now. Simply to realize and to rejoice in that, to give thanks to that, to completely disappear from any sense of limitation or any sense of grief, and simply to be that. Alhamdulillah. 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 Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Allah taught Adam the divine names as the fundamental nature of creation. Allah has created humanity as the being with the most sublime spiritual stature in creation. And then the third, you do not throw when you throw, but Allah throws. Alhamdulillah. So this is pure confirmation. No, that is Quran. Sorry, I'm sorry. Yeah. It's funny, I thought it was, I opened it imagining it to be Hadith, but of course that is Quran. So maybe those were the three. I read the Quran passage at the end, confirming what came before. So let's find the Hadith. Reveals the Beloved One of Allah, upon him be peace. Out of love for me, and this is the Rasul speaking, Allah Most High has miraculously pardoned whoever may join my spiritual community for all their inadvertence, forgetfulness, and negative actions performed under various external pressures. MashaAllah. Alhamdulillah. Immediately comes to mind a comment of the Sheikh Al-Akbar ibn Arabi, rahmatullah alayhi, may he so be exalted and receive something from us that he has not received from more before, of divine pleasure and nearness. He has said that one of the arguments of the soul before its Lord and Lover on the Day of Truth is that the soul was under coercion from, you know, from the earth or from other conditions, our earthly conditions. So there was always an element of coercion that, in a sense, diverted that soul maybe from complete realization of truth at that moment, and or from into some less than noble action. And so it's interesting that it comes up here. So these are the external pressures. So there will always be, again, as I said, an intercessor for that external pressure. But the main thing here is that pardon, is that complete accept. What is pardon? You know, let's contemplate what it means to be forgiven. There is one great sage who said, that's it, that's the whole thing, is just to be forgiven. And then we are there. So it's very interesting that forgiveness becomes such an, you know, essential element of realization. And so how are we forgiven? First of all, we could say we should forgive. Forgiveness. So we take that act that we desire for ourselves and we may activate it for others. And we forgive. We forgive. We forgive. That should be a constant element. Forgiving, forgiving, forgiving. Alhamdulillah. You know, that has that tree of has many, many, many branches, and so one could go into a very detailed discussion of things. Do you forgive, you know, people who've done terrible wrong to other people? Well, there it's not our own, you know, we are not the agent there to forgive. There we are the intercessors. You know, we ask for forgiveness from Allah, for everyone, and for guidance. So that's our role there in prayer. But anything that done toward us, so that is a huge step. And of course, sort of turning to Allah is hand in hand with that, and asking, you know, to be forgiven, recognizing our complete inability. And this is a very important part of the spiritual path, and it's a very delicate part of this spiritual path, because we do not want to impose, you know, certainly as circle guides upon others, because this is one of the things that the Prophet's masjid has been cleared of by Effendi and Noor. We do not want to impose a sense of shame or guilt or wrongdoing, absolutely not. But in ourself, this has to come individually and uniquely and completely spontaneously to each of us, that sense of, you know, oh Allah, I am sorry, I am the wrongdoer, you know, I am helpless before you. And that is a great state, it's a great act, to be able to say that. You know, I have no power. I'm sorry. I'm just, you know, my face is prostrate before you, and I'm begging your forgiveness, oh most forgiving and most loving and most compassionate cherisher of mine. Alhamdulillah. So for circle guides, this is a very important state, because we will transmit that not by telling others to do it, by embodying, being able to have those moments of complete nakedness and a sense of complete inability. I am powerless. That's the, you know, the 12 steps. I am powerless. You have all the power. But, you know, with a damaged ego, we must also bring the being back to life, so we can't, no imposition of that. But the Prophet himself, there's a prayer that I'll read to you where he says, I'm like a blind man weeping before you, I am prostrate in the dust, my nose is cleaving to the ground. This is how he begged, you know. So, alhamdulillah. But it's one strand, of course, of our entire spiritual path, but I would say also a very, very beautiful, essential one, to be able to, and there's a great joy in that. Actually, there's tremendous spiritual joy. And if it doesn't have joy to some degree, then maybe it's off. Maybe then we're really self-flagellating. We are imposing that upon ourselves. And then, you know, this is why the path becomes very, very subtle in the further realms of it. We cannot impose, because it's what we're supposed to do. That's why so much of our path is entirely spontaneous, and each one opening to that their own spiritual moment, moment by moment, you know, completely sincerely. Alhamdulillah. So, but the great news again is that if we are part of his community, we are among those. We are among those eternally forgiven, eternally embraced, eternally loved. So, you know, on the widest level, everyone is part of his community. There is no one who is not part of his community. But how joyful the act of consciously pledging to his community. How great that is. And as Sheikh Noor used to say, you know, Allah has invited everyone. Everyone has an invitation. And he used to say, how great, like if we received an invitation from, you know, the king or the president to be at a special banquet table, we would think, my gosh, you know, I'm so honored. Even if we don't go, even if we don't yet go, accept. And so this is how Allah has given each of us this royal invitation. And that royal invitation was simply by the word be, we are here. We are at the banquet table. And so, inshallah, may we consciously become those who serve and serve generosity, serve forgiveness, serve love, serve the opening to knowledge and deeper wisdom and subtlety and beauty and creativity and all of that. Alhamdulillah. And thank you for coming. Alhamdulillah. And being together. Ameen.
Ameen.